A few decades before the destruction of northern Israel, God selected Jonah to give an important message to Nineveh, the capital city of the Assyrian Empire. Jonah was a prophet of northern Israel and had no desire to help any other people.
Jonah, Jonah, you must go to the great city of Nineveh. Warn them that their wickedness has come up before me. If they do not repent, I will destroy Nineveh.
No, God, no! I will not go to Nineveh. I will not go there. The people of Nineveh are evil. I'll not tell them to change. They deserve the destruction for all they've done. I'll not go to Nineveh.
Where's Elijah?
Tooting your own horn, wow.
I know you're a loving God. If the people of Nineveh repent, you'll forgive them. I don't want them to repent. I don't want you to forgive them. Those people are horrible. Forget about it. So long, Nineveh. I'll send you a postcard.
Upset with God's command, Jonah decided to run away from God and Nineveh, hoping God would destroy the city. Jonah ran to the port city of Joppa and saw a ship getting ready to leave.
Get moving, man! Your time is my money! We need to go if you expect me to pay you.
What?
Excuse me, Captain. Is this your ship? Where are you going?
Yes, I am Captain Zeppelin, Hindenburg, and this is my ship, the Titanic. I am going to Tarshish in Spain.
Perfect, that's far enough away. How much to take me to Tarshish?
Well, I see you have no supplies. We only have supplies for the crew. Normally, it would cost I mean 100 gold shekels. But you look like a man in need, and I am a generous man. I will give you a good deal. Only 99 gold shekels. We are leaving now. If you want to go on board, your quarters are in the lower part of the ship.
The crew and captain, along with Jonah, boarded the ship and departed from the port city of Joppa. As the crew rowed along the sea route, Jonah went to sleep in his quarters. While sleeping, the wind and waves started to increase. They became so strong, the crew was afraid.
Don't stop now, man! Row! 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 I am paying you for... This is what I'm paying you for. It's just a little wind and water. What a bunch of girly men. My great-grandma can do better job than you do. And she's dead. She's been dead for 20 years. Row, row, row!
Captain, Captain, you can't do this. The storm is pushing and turning us everywhere. You don't even know which way you're going. You can't see the land or the sky. What do you expect us to do, die out here?
The captain looked out at the storm and relented. The storm was very great. He did not know which way to go, as the sea looked the same in every direction. He told his crew to pray to any god they could think of to save them. The sailors pulled the oars in and called out to their gods while the captain went to find the passenger.
Oh, big bad storm, what big waves you have! God of the waves, save us!
Oh, big bad storm, what strong wind you have! God of the wind, save us! Huff and puff and blow a different ship down. Oh, big bad storm, what deep black depths you have! God of the deep, save us! I don't see any light at the end of your water tunnel.
To all of your lovely people passengers, this evening this is your captain speaking. I trust you enjoy your mid-afternoon naps before we serve the evening meal in the dining area. I would like to remind everyone that learning to swim is an important part of good cardiovascular health. Please observe the view out of nearby window. And pray for help! We're going to drown! We're down, down, down into the depths of the sea! Every man for himself!
Someone on this ship is bad luck. I vote it's my stepson. As his stepfather, I volunteer him to be offered to any god of your choice. Dad, why do you always accuse me? I only cheated at that one card game, and the pool game, and the craps game, and the roulette wheel, and I stole your wallet. And lie to get out of jail? Stole from that blind beggar. Well, maybe you have a point.
Enough! I will take control of this ship and settle this dispute. Get the straws! We will find out who is responsible for this storm.
The men drew straws, and Jonah was singled out. All the crew and captain became afraid of Jonah. Not sure of what to do, the captain asked some questions.
Who are you? What did you do? Why did you ring this storm on us?
My name is Jonah. I am a Hebrew. I pray to the God who made the world, but my prayers are worthless because I'm running away from him.
I've heard of this God. He can't stop the storm. You must do something.
Throw me into the sea. Then the storm will stop.
The men refused to throw Jonah overboard. They all returned to their seats and rowed as hard as they could. They tried to reach land, although they were unsure as to which way land was. But nothing was helping, and the storm grew stronger. The captain and his crew went back to Jonah.
God who made the world, you send this storm. If Jonah dies, please don't blame us. And thank you that you don't have to refund the 2 gold shekels.
The men picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea. Once Jonah reached the water, the wind and waves stopped. The crew could hardly believe the power of this God. They all vowed to follow him, and the ship and crew went on to Tarshish without Jonah. Jonah tried to swim in the sea as long as he could, but he sank and was out of breath. He called out to God to save him. He soon realized he was not alone.
Save me, God! Where am I?
Ew! It's slimy and smells of rotten seaweed in here. I'm in a fish. I'm in a great big fish. Oh, God, save me. I'm in a great big fish. The sea was over me, God. Your storm covered me. I was going to die, and I called to you, and you saved my life with a fish. I pray to you alone.
After 3 long days and 3 long nights in the fish's belly, Jonah was vomited out onto dry land. He found himself only a few days' distance from the city of Nineveh. The people of Nineveh are a cruel people. They take pleasure in the pain and suffering of others. Their king has no idea how to help his people. Nineveh has suffered many plagues over the years. The sacrifices to their idols and priests had no effect. Jonah walks through the city proclaiming that God will destroy the city. His message reached the king.
People of Nineveh, you will be destroyed in 40 days by the God who made the world. Not that you should listen to me or even care. You might enjoy the destruction. I hear it isn't all bad.
What? This is the biggest city in the world. Who are you?
The God who made the world sent me. He will destroy your city in 40 days. Get your bug-out bags ready. I hear sulfur can get a little warm, so stock up on aloe vera gel for those burns. And get enough bottled water for your whole family. And don't forget the first aid kits, vodka, coffee, MREs, and lots of ammo. You can never have enough ammo before the end of the world.
The whole city is in fear. Why is your God going to destroy Nineveh? And what is and are these MREs? Are you Meshuggah?
Your people fight, murder, and steal. Children are not taken care of. The old and the lame and sick are left to die. You torture captives, and you pray to worthless idols. Sodom and Gomorrah would be so proud. MRE is an acronym for Meals Ready to Eat.
What can we do? What does your God want? How can we save our city from destruction?
He wants you and your people to change. He wants you to turn away from your evil ways.
Your God is right. Awful things happen in Nineveh. We have suffered many plagues, and none of our gods have helped. Every plague is worse than the one before it. I will speak to my people and lead them in fasting. This man from God is right. Evil has happened to the people of Nineveh. I proclaim a fast, and perhaps Jonah's God will save us. We will show that the God of Jonah that we are sorry. No man or animal will eat or drink. Cover yourselves and your animals in sackcloth. I will sit in the dust. This will show that we are sorry. It will show that we have changed.
The king's proclamation was sent throughout the city for all to fast, while Jonah went outside the city to find a safe place to dwell.
God, I knew it. I knew it. Why did you save them, God? I told the people of Nineveh they were going to be destroyed. Did you destroy them? No, you saved them. And you made a fool out of me. Who's going to listen to me ever again? Everyone will despise me.
Jonah, is it right to be angry when something good happens?
Just kill me, God. I don't want to live. I said Nineveh was going to be destroyed, and it didn't happen. I'm worthless. Well, at least I have this vine to shade me in my misery. Thank you, vine.
As Jonah slept the night away, a worm came to kill the vine that protected him. When Jonah arose in the morning, the sun was already up, and it was hot.
The sun is so hot today, and this wind is drying my skin. I need moisturizing sunscreen lotion. I'm burning in this heat. Where's my vine? It's dead. My good vine is dead. A worm has killed it. I'm so hot, so hot. I wish I were dead.
Jonah, are you angry that the vine died?
Yes, I am angry. That vine was a good vine. It did not deserve to be killed by a worm.
You cared for that vine, but you did not put it there. You did not grow it. It was just a vine that grows and dies. Tell me, Jonah, can I not care too? Can I not be sorry for the city of Nineveh? Can I not care for the 120,000 people that live there? Can I not care for their animals?
I'm sorry, Father. I now understand that you made and love all people. Every one of them serves a purpose just like the vine served. I may not understand why the wicked go unpunished or what purpose they serve, but you do.